I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. Researchers in Cleveland have made a major breakthrough in our understanding of how a devastating disease cripples even the strongest among us. In this edition of Explore Radio, we look at advances in treating the currently incurable ALS. July 4th, 1939, Yankee Stadium.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
It's one of the most famous farewells in sports history. The Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, retired after 2,130 consecutive games, brought short by a disease that has since carried his name. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease, gradually disables its victim by killing off motor neurons. Lou Gehrig died 2 years after his diagnosis, but others with ALS, like physicist Stephen Hawking, can live for decades. It's the most common neurological disease. Nearly 30,000 Americans have its fatal form. There is no treatment, let alone a cure. And very little is known about what causes it, but researchers are making headway.
You can see the very tiny structure of cells.
Jin-Long Wong at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland shows me an image of a highly magnified neuron from the brain of a patient with ALS. He points to dots filling a tiny structure called the mitochondrion, the powerhouse of the cell.
This is a small mitochondria. So the size is usually around 1 micrometer.
The dots are clumps of a protein called TDP43, found in the nerve cells of all ALS patients. Wong is the first to discover it accumulates in the mitochondria. The protein mucks up the mitochondria, which Wong thinks could be causing the disease. As further proof, when he used a specially designed chemical to block the protein from getting into the mitochondria, mice with ALS got better.
Amazing thing is that after 1 month treatment, all the behavior deficits are completely reversed, including the motor dysfunction.
Wong is working to find a drug that will do the same thing in humans. Meanwhile, his discovery is making waves in the research community.
If Wong is right, as his evidence and his evidence supports that case, if he's right, then he will definitely have opened a new direction.
Don Cleveland at the University of California, San Diego, is a leading ALS researcher.
But whether that is really the mitochondrial damage that's crucial in disease remains possible. Maybe even likely with the Wong finding, but not quite established.
Fact is, no one knows what really causes ALS. That might not matter, according to Gregory Petsko at the Weill Cornell School of Medicine in New York. He says it is caused by a combination of genetic and environmental factors, but Petsko says we don't need to know everything about ALS in order to treat it.
There could be a lot of unresolved questions, and we could still have a therapy.
Petsko is planning a clinical trial this year to test a type of gene therapy. He says even slowing down the disease would be a big step forward. And he says the fact that ALS attacks only motor neurons makes it easier to measure progress than in diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
That's one of the reasons I think ALS could be the first one of these diseases to really crack.
Some credit for that could go to an internet phenomenon a couple years back. Remember this?
I've been called out by everybody for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I guess they want to see whether or not it's my real hair, which it is.
Now, President Donald Trump was among the 1.2 million people who posted videos of them being doused with ice water. Lucy Bruin, chief scientist with the ALS Association, says the $42 million raised by the Ice Bucket Challenge helped.
So it certainly catalyzed an unbelievable amount of energy.
She says new gene therapies and drugs coming online mark the first steps in treating ALS.
I think that's extremely hopeful, and within the next few years, we're going to see those come to fruition.
And that includes the breakthrough in Cleveland by Jin-Long Wong at Case.
Has anyone else seen the sort of results reversing?
Never.
A disease that, since the time of Lou Gehrig, has resisted giving up any of its secrets, may soon be showing some cracks. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at wksu.org.